we heard this from. Okay, so after your wedding, which is in the morning, everybody went back up to your house and feed dinner. Did mm-hmm. your mother cook it?
Well, we have help. I don't know. Okay, really.
And then you had a dance.
The pigs were out in the yard. The cake, I think I baked the cake myself. So I had tea. God left the potato cake and then with the palm. And then
to celebrate.
Crazy. Young people.
Did the celebration go into the night?
Yeah.
You didn't take a honeymoon?
No.
Then you came here?
That's about all I remember. And the card of a few weeks from a soul thing, I didn't know what to do the whole time.
Were you grandpa?
No, I believe there was somebody in this world, and I told more about it. I used to think how dumb can it be? And now I look at the big. I take all my bunch out and just here on account of me.
All right.
It's a big face in this one.
Be a big hole in the world. I wouldn't be here. So, after you got married, you lived here with Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Never was away from me.
What did you?
I was sick a long time ago after I was married, after I had Ellen. I was so weak. I don't know. I was sick. I had Martha. Baby girl from up here. Do you know Nini?
Was she a midwife?
No, she was a young girl working. She was baby by the mom. I was about $20 a month. She said maybe it was older years and I couldn't. Nervous. You see, I had nursed. Well, I don't know. My boys and her students and the arms come along. I think she's seen me for 3 years. And I worked nurse came and then when you worked all day and then at night he'd wake up and he wanted his dinner. And I just lay in bed with me, and he'd help himself. And naturally, again, he sucked all the blood out of me.
So you're just weak.
Weak. I just was weak. I couldn't, lift my arm, couldn't do anything.
So she just lived here to help you?
She usually. She could ride horseback, and there was a horse he used to ride, and she rode home horseback on Saturday evenings, maybe stay all night with a friend or something like that. Oh, she was good.
What did Grandpa do when you first got married? What was his job?
Oh, I told you already, farm. Crush the comb, fix the comb button.
Your husband, Alfred. Mm-hmm. That's what he farmed and had the con arch at all.
Yeah, also. Oh, I told him that was my father.
Your dad.
I told you, well, he did the same thing, trash the car. It was a big pecan, though, you know, but half of the trees are gone, I just got it all. And he had asking people to take them out.
Oh.
And then he had the little farm, small trees, but he had some trees made, you know, grown up. It was just a small trees.
And how long after you were married was your first child born, Harvey born? Did you have your first children here at home? Did a doctor come to help you? Did you ever have a midwife come up here to help you? No? You did it by yourself?
What? A doctor?
A doctor.
I worked a lot. I worked inside and outside. Well, I wasn't sick until I got sick then.
Okay, how about St. Louis Day? Were you really involved in St. Louis Day, living up here, or how do you remember when St. Louis Day rolled around?
And like we're doing now, I'm making characters. Otherwise, I wasn't involved too much. I couldn't. I mean, you get after the first two, then I had six, well, one after another, to work for.
Just eat up to get eaten. Yeah, you didn't have the time.
Throw things here and throw things there. Just wash and cook them and iron. Get soaked out of the water. Oh, but that's a job. Yeah, I heard the past 5 years. Yeah, she's nursing her baby. I wouldn't want to go through this deal again, she says. I sure don't want to. This first one is enough for me. I don't care for another one. I said, well, I don't ask you to come.
So you had...
That's the law of the church. That's what you get married. You say, to increase the world. Mm-hmm. If you work against... Well, you can't work against life. Uh-huh. Or else the world would go under. I mean, everybody would do that and just...
You had, let's name your 8 children in order. Who was your first child?
Harvey.
And then?
Ella. Reddit.
Sylvan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Kim. Did she come in before Sylvan? No, she's after Sylvan. And that's Ivan. Then Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each year come.
Patriot.
And then.
Alfred.
Then, guys that they on this truck.
Okay.
They're all about 2 years apart, I guess, from there. Of course, I had arrest in between this time, when between Dylan and Alan. I was sick for about 2 years, I guess. Of course, but there was to go to Washington and anything. She would come down horseback and watch her on me for a long time. She'd do the washing every week. She'd come down. Well, after she had quit working about it.
Okay, the one,
there's a lot of candy fruit and maybe pineapple pickles. What car could do it? I don't know. They wouldn't allow it long. Mm-hmm.
Okay, one thing that I wanted to ask you about, okay, I'm going to jump way back now. This is when you were young, you were living at home, and you were telling me about this last time I was here. It was when your baby brother died.
Oh, yeah.
When he was 1 year old.
He was a year old.
And his name was Milton, right?
Mm-hmm. He was. And I was pretty much like, well, just between me and Mama, we had to feed him. I had all my life feeding him. He brought soup she had made him with chicken soup. All of a sudden, he started in the country. I don't know whether he got something in his throat or something. And he must have hit a slump somewhere or another. That breathing was going on, and I know I went and settled over the house a long time ago, far away, southern here, the poor child breathed. Such a lot. Mm-hmm. And he kept that up until he died. Of course, the doctor told him it was bronchitis. Why it should strike a child that way, you know,
just at an instant.
At an instant. I don't know it, but I still think that the child must have got something in his throat, something about it from the soup I fed him. Of course, I had fits, and it was news, I remember that. But I had mashed him with a fork, you know, on the plate like that, and said it was real time. Doctor said, he come when he was dead. You see, we didn't have a telephone, we didn't have nothing. But my dad, he rode the castle on a horse. Yes, the doctor would come up, and when he come up, he was dead. It was just a cute little fellow.
Okay, how about the funeral then?
Well, I was carrying the horse and I don't know how they got the heavens on the store. Got the funeral. I believe it was Congressman.
And he was buried in Castroville?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's buried there, but not very far from me.
There was an old custom of having funeral wakes
Yeah, the older people, not sure really too. The elders had some relatives,
by the body. Did you do this with your little brother, or?
Probably we did. But then it's not that we told somebody to come and stay. Like when my dad died, we had people there to come.
You had a wake.
Yes, they had a wake there. They changed houses when they lived in that. Two or three others. But they usually make that up. And they just do that themselves. They take care of that. Say, well, I come.
Oh, yeah.
You come.
Well, where was this? Did the wake take place in the home of the person who died?
Yes.
So your dad's funeral was up there in San Geronimo?
Yeah, well, he was burned dead. But you see, we had the wake up there. And then the neighbors came. There's nobody living in there.
Yeah. Hello.
That was everywhere, so I think they still have it in some places.
These wakes?
Well, they say the rosary too. We have some there to eat, you know, in the home, and some to eat.
And then what was the custom of mourning after? Tell me about that. You wore black?
Wore black, yeah. And then nobody ever came without a hat to a funeral. Oh, that was a disgrace. When the funeral was going on, woman come there with a feather head. Which did, for example, they gave you, well, two priests to ask the new one. That was the time of that. Grandpa's time, the sick at the hospital, and that was at St. Rosa. And they had church outside St. Rosa Hospital. And I wanted to run over there. It was smashed. Well, I didn't have my hat and nothing there, but I usually always did wear a hat. And I didn't even find a napkin to throw with my head. And I walked in. And then one priest was coming from this side and one from that side. And they met me right in the middle of the church. Lady, you want to put on a hat? And I told them, well, Father, I just didn't have anything that I could put on my head. I said, I just wanted to put on over here. And I told him that my husband was going to go there. Well, don't try it again. He says, you can go now, but I don't want to see you in this church anymore without a hat on.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, it's so serious. Both of them come. You know what? They just want to see me walk the church without a hat on.
My goodness.
And, well, everywhere, if they don't wear no hats otherwise, but at a funeral, you're supposed to cover your head. At least they don't respect the laws of the Pope anymore.
Well, not,
not anymore. But the Pope has died this twice now. That he wants the nuns to go back to their religious wars. Their conscience done, religion. But you never did see the Holy Mary dressed without anything over on the picture. And she followed the footsteps of the Holy Mary, and you never go wrong.
So you put something on your head, right?
Yeah, a little whale or a little hanging or something. To show respects to the Holy Father and now mercy. Yes, the Lord.
So, what about these black bands on the arm?
Oh, on this morning, too. They're called Dubolia. Show the thing that
the pallbearers
hold. Yeah. And then they threw that in the within the column.
Oh, they would take them off?
Oh,
were the funerals for little children any different than funerals for adults?
And one time I was down there with Auntie Evers that time, and she wouldn't even go into church without, she didn't have no hat to put on, did she? She stood outside while I don't know if it was a walking just, you know, there for maybe a girl going to church. Just for that reason.
She wouldn't go in.
She wouldn't go in because she didn't have none to get on the bed. And she didn't want to go to church without me. And then, it's something that comes from way back. From the beginning of the church.
Cover the head. I'm sure your little brother had been baptized. Before and they were baptized in Castroville. Mm-hmm. You took them down there.
Yeah.
And what?
And I think Mama saw the two dresses to see if it was two of them. We had one, but two of them broke left. So she made two of them.
Describe them. What were they like? The dresses?
Long, just wide, long dresses. Lace on them. Around the bottom of the long to heaven.
But when you held them,
the dress was, you know, thought of that. It was nice. You know, this Alice Grayson,
she was your godchild.
Yeah. I was about 17 years old when I stood in church in the Holiness.
And now she's in St. Louis, St. Louis Church. Did she have on a long dress too?
Well, she had the dress that my mama had made, you know, for the twins.
Oh.
And so mama just gave them the dress to put on. And you know, when I wrote her the first time, I told her that she told me how old she was, and when I wrote that to her, I said, that gives me a clue how old I was when I stood and tried to share my arms in church when we were baptized. Oh, she was so present. But I should write her and tell her what kind of dress she had, on all this. Well, I didn't want to tell her this.
Let's see, I think we've covered about everything.
Everything, I believe, yeah. More than everything, I don't know.
Let me just mention some things and see if you know about them. How about a shivery?
They always had chivalries for those people that divorced and when they remarried again.
Did you ever witness one? Were you ever at one?
Not really, but I think I heard him. You know, they had picked out all those handguns and had them in the first time. A cowbell. Oh, it's a terrible noise. Usually that whole neighborhood is good. But they've just crept up these last few years. It's not so long yet.
The people would go to the house of the person who got married?
Yeah, to the house where they lived, and they wouldn't even know nothing about it. No, they saw all this old bunch of stuff and the hammering.
And then what?
Well, they were supposed to be here. Did chivalry until they come out and show themselves. So they would have kept it up. If they wouldn't show themselves, they would have kept it up all night. That was fun. But if the war is going to be.
How about birthdays? How do you celebrate birthdays?
Much. Not very good. Little baby kid, that's about all, you know. I don't think of it.
Okay, what about parties? There was some custom of having a surprise party.
Mm-hmm. You know, they had one for my mama. Their brothers made it up. She was so mad. She was. She didn't know a thing about it.
Was it on a birthday? Or
yeah, it
or
was her birthday.
Oh, it was her birthday.
It was just, nobody knew a thing about it. They kind of surprised. That was nice.
Did they have a dance?
That was a, they may have danced, but not. It's been a long ago, I don't remember. But that was common, you know, until they had a birthday and then they should go together. And bring food along, just dance, just do anything, play cards. And I don't know, they might do it in Castle.
Yeah, it's still there.
It's still there.
I know we have a picture in Castroville of Grandpa Stein on a baseball team.
Your husband. Yeah, he was in a lot for the baseball. Right up there, too. Oh, he ran with the community of the baseball. You all have a picture of him.
This must be, was it before he got married?
Cool. He was married before he got married, and after he was married. Oh, they were not. Quite a while. You know, ran the baseball.
Did he? Do they play in some of the St. Louis Day baseball games?
They could have. There was one time they were named Devil's Soap before. Just barely knew them. They played up at Cliff's Doolhouse, but I don't know who, how they come to play this game up there. Well, with another team, though. Tony played baseball.
Yeah, he did.
At Honda?
Yeah.
Honda team. Still was?
No, he doesn't now. No. What about, there used to be a baseball, a horse racing track.
Right below the house there on the world. They didn't have fun there. You know, they're. Out of here, you had a horse. And you know, she said that she shook all the bangs out. Her children had little bangs, you know, standing on her. And she shook all those little bangs out, and they take each one's money, and they kind of bet it over there. And oh, all was this. See that gap down there? He says, that gap, I'm going to, if we lose this race, I'm going to open up that gap and walk down to the river with my horse and drown him right there in the river. But he didn't drown him and he didn't win. But anyway, there you have been. Uncle Alex said he and Mary Tate, they'd taken all the spending money from the children too, and that everybody had lost everything. That was this horse race there. That was the racetrack right there on the side of the river. They had fish too on those fish. I don't know what it's still on race, and pulling people that way.
It's illegal.
I haven't heard anything.
It's illegal now.
Oh, it's on here. Are you not supposed to do it?
Right. Betting, parimutuel betting is illegal. How about the bootlegging days? What do you remember of the bootlegging days?
I remember Fred Sutter. Just because I was too late.
No, he's gone.
See, just talking about that school here of bed. This out of the river somewhere on here, there's such a beautiful. He had a pipe running across the river that cooled out his whiskey. He was going through the river back and forth.
To cool off his whiskey.
During, you know, run those pipes through the water in the other side.
Cool his whiskey in there.
They say it's wonderful. They're not that long ago, somebody talked about it. They just unheard it. They found it and they dug in the rivers and horses.
Did you at home in San Geronimo or here, did y'all ever make homebrew or anything to drink? Did your dad ever make anything?
No. The only thing I think we tried beer once, but we didn't have much success.
Did you make wines? Any wines?
Not much. We didn't make a little grape wine. Well,